BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey.
Make a difference.
Something we do every half an hour, quarter past and quarter to the hour in these unprecedented times in which we live. And this time round, a charity in East Sussex, which works to help older people in Rotherfield and the surrounding areas, finding itself busier than ever during the coronavirus lockdown. Rotherfield St Martin has expanded its services to try and help the whole community at this time. They've launched a project called Parish Pals, and Vicky Cheeseman is the charity manager and joins us for a chat right now. Hello, Vicky. How are you this evening?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm trying not to laugh, actually, and I'll let you in on a joke that made me smile, partly at your expense. We make a difference every half an hour. The acronym for Make a Difference is MAD, which spells MAD. Your name is Vicky, so on my screen, my producer has typed Mad Vicky. There's no evidence to suggest that you're mad at all, but it did make me laugh when I first saw it. So firstly, tell us a little bit about the Rotherfield St Martin and the work that you do to help the older people within your area.
OK, so we were founded by an amazing woman about 15 years ago to support older folk in our community. And our aim has always been to provide friendship, kindness, practical support and advice, and above all, to combat isolation and loneliness.
Okay. And 15 years, so you're well established. You've been doing this quite a while.
We have, yes. And so that's provided a really good opportunity to build up a lovely relationship with our community. They're our neighbours as well, all the staff. It's a small team. And we all live in the community, so it's a really lovely charity to be part of.
And for older people in particular, the lockdown is causing many issues, but of course it isn't the people that would already be on your radar that you are concerned about them, of course, but you already know about them, and so you may be able to take them into consideration in making sure they're okay, but it's the people that you haven't been able to reach, which is the real concern.
Absolutely. I mean, during this time, we really wanted to reach out and if you like, wrap a safe pair of arms around the whole community, not just the older folk. You know, we were following the news really carefully and thinking, sort of started to think about how we were going to do that. And so Parish Pals was sort of born. We put a call out to the whole community looking for volunteers to help us, because we knew this was going to be a whole community that needed to be involved. And in particular, four amazing women came forward to help us plan and to mobilise the whole community to respond. So that's how Parish Pals started. It's a whole community coming together. We've always said we want to inspire a community to care for one another, and that's certainly what's happening.
Yes, and that looks like to be one I was mentioning to a guest earlier on, one of the legacies perhaps when this awful time is over. Let's hope so, that communities perhaps pull together in a way that they hadn't before and we hadn't for a long time. So you're trying to ensure that local businesses are also supported as well, even though in a different way, but obviously they are the blood of a community, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's been really important to Parish Pals, that we support everybody, so that's every household, but every local community. And, you know, we know the local business as well, and they've all had to adapt. And what we've had is an app that's been built for us. It's local information for local people, and it now has over 500 people using the app, and we update it regularly because we're in contact with those local businesses. So we know who's doing a takeaway service, you know, the local stores, we know what times they're opening. So all that kind of information is updated daily.
And prior to coming into this, there was a sort of battle, I suppose, a debate over people looking perhaps inwardly and people looking outwardly, which was perhaps exemplified, I suppose, in the Brexit debate. But this has led us to do both. People are looking into their communities, but we're also looking outwards as well. So looking with your outwards hat on, is there any evidence that this is a similar scheme to that's happening elsewhere in neighbouring parishes? Have you any evidence of that?
Well, we certainly know our friends in Mayfield, who are the next village on, they've got something very similar. And I think, I mean, we were very fortunate that our little charity always seems to find ourselves at the centre of things. But we were very lucky that our charity existed, because I know in lots of communities, it's just neighbours that have come together. So we were really fortunate that we were already established and we could just build upon what we were already doing. But certainly, you know, I hear on the grapevine that there's some great things going on in local towns and villages around us.
Good. It must take a lot of work, though, and time for your volunteers and for you to put it together.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's a labour of love. You know, we want to do what we can for our community. And we've had roughly 50 amazing volunteers that have come forward. I wish I could say a big, you know, a shout out to them all, because they're doing amazing things. They are doing people shopping, picking up prescriptions, they're dog walking. Our team particularly are concentrating on making friendship calls. And our phone line is available 7 days a week to get help to people that need it.
All right, final question. How can people find out more?
Okay, so you can go to the Rotherfield St Martin website. You can go to the Parish Pals or the Rotherfield St Martin Facebook page. So there's lots of information out there.
Very good. Vicky, you're doing a lot of good work. It's lovely to chat to you. Stay safe and keep it up, and thank you.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
That's Vicky Cheeseman, charity manager at Rotherfield St Martin.